Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Returning now to our coverage of Budget 2025, and I'm joined from Government Buildings by Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Dunhu of Fine Gael. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. Thanks for having me on your programme.
A busy day, so I appreciate you being with us. Can we get straight into it? The VAT rate for hospitality remains at 13.5%, despite repeated calls from the industry, which says it's struggling to stay open. Very many businesses, they wanted a VAT rate of 9%. So tell them, why not?
Because we had a certain amount of money available to us to make decisions in relation to taxation. And the government decided, in the context of the many challenges that everybody's facing at the moment and the cost of living, that changes in personal taxation were the decisions that should be made there. But beyond that, when we changed the VAT rate in the past, it was at a time in which we were dealing with a pandemic, and it was also at a time in which the hospitality sector and our economy were on our knees. And we made the case...
Can I intervene for 1 second? With respect, the line, a certain amount of money would work in any other year, but you had a budget surplus of 23 billion euro. They had one specific ask. They had 700 businesses closed since the VAT rate went up to 13.5%. They simply won't believe you when you say you didn't have the money to bring it back down to 9%.
Well, that cuts to the heart of much of the debate about this budget, because you're right, we do have a large surplus. But much of that surplus is created by corporate tax receipts that we are collecting, that I am convinced at a point in the future will go down. And we need to ensure, when they go down, that permanent changes in taxation that we make are still affordable, and that permanent changes in spending are still affordable. And that is the reason why the government made the correct decision not to be spending a share of the surpluses that we are currently collecting, because I am convinced at some point in the future they'll go down.
Okay.
And they'll cause us huge harm, Cormac, just to finish up very quickly, if we're relying on those surpluses to spend for use for day-to-day spending.
OK, just before I move on from this issue, because it's one of the issues, maybe the issue that's caused the most angst. Adrian Cummins from the Restaurants Association said, we got basically nothing, he said. He said they were angry. Financially, you could have done this, isn't this right? But you chose not to.
Financially, if we had done it, it runs the risk of not being affordable in the future. For every single budget decision you're going to raise with me, Cormac, you could make the point that we could have done more. We could have spent more. But if we had done that, we would have been using tax receipts that I know in my heart and soul might not be around tomorrow. And I've gone down that path before. I've seen what happens to our country, and I've seen what happens to our economy when we do it, and it's the wrong path to go down.
OK, can we move on to...
Just in relation to getting nothing, very quickly, Cormac, many additional supports were also announced today for the cost of doing business, to help businesses at a time in which the cost of energy continues to be high. Mm-hmm. So they, of course, will be available to the hospitality sector.
OK, you tell that to the TDs from Fine Gael, who'll get it in the neck, according to Adrian Cummins, when they go back to their constituencies, because he says there is huge anger in the constituency. But I accept your rationale for the moment. That's your opinion on it. Can I ask you on another issue? The carers support grant is being increased by 150 to 2,000 euro. The carers allowance means test disregard is being increased to a 625 for a single person and 1,250 for a couple. Now, that's out of a social protection package of 2 billion euro. Carers, ministers, save the state millions. Could you not have done more?
But these are changes that we make year by year to try to support and to try and help our carers because of the hugely important role that they do play in our economy and our society. But in terms of the...
Why not eradicate the means test?
Because, again, of the cost in relation to us.
How much would it have cost?
Well, there's various different estimates available as to what the cost would be. It goes from 600 million to 2 billion euro. But if you look at carers, due to the changes that we've made in this budget, if you're in receipt of the carers allowance, in addition to all of the other payments that are available, carers will receive 2,906 euro due to changes this year and next year. So the cumulative of the changes that have been made in the carers' payments and the other payments that are available mean that if you are a carer, for example, looking after children, your own children, you will receive significant benefits due to the budget.
Okay, you could have, though. Again, it goes back to the surplus that you have and what to do with the extra billions.
And also
the carers sometimes feel, and they've told us on and off air here, that they feel sometimes that they're in some kind of an emotional headlock. They know, the state knows that they're caring for loved ones, that they won't turn them over to the state's care, and that they feel they could get a little more help, but that they know the state won't be forced by the family and relatives who are caring for their loved ones to look after them. Isn't that the case, really?
Oh, God, Cormac, no. I mean, let me tell you what we have done from a carer's point of view. We've increased the carer's allowance and the carer's benefit by €12. We've increased the carer's allowance. We've increased the carer's benefit. We've increased the carer's support grant. We've changed the eligibility for the carer's allowance. We've increased the domiciliary care allowance. We have ensured that if somebody's on the carer's support grant, they'll get a cost of living lump sum payment. That reflects the value that we have on carers. Mm-hmm. So they're all changes that I announced today. But the theme of your questioning to me is a really important one. Because every single part of this budget, you could say to me, well, with the surplus that the country now has, we should have spent more or we should have cut taxes. But the argument I make to your listeners, Cormac, is that that surplus that is there is from money that I know at some point in the future we will no longer have. And it's because we had a surplus, we were able to do what we did during the pandemic. And it's because we had a budget surplus when we came out of the pandemic, we were able to help again with the cost of living.
Okay.
And it's about getting that balance right between the vital issues of today you're raising with me and what could be around the corner
Let's see if you got the balance right, because in education, and there's so many difficulties in terms of teacher recruitment and retention. It's an ongoing problem for so many schools. Too few SNAs, they say, for special needs education. Rising costs for schools as well. The INTO says the government failed to address the urgent needs of primary and special schools in Budget 25. How do you respond?
That we have a very, very significant increase in relation to spending in the Department of Education. It's going to be €11.7 billion for next year. And inside that, it includes the funding for 1,600 additional SNAs, 768 additional teachers who are working in special education, and more funding for special education teachers that are working in mainstream schools. And in addition, myself, Minister Foley, Minister Nocton are working together to look at how we can provide additional capital funding to ensure that kids, that schools that look after our kids that have complex and special needs, that we can make those places available sooner in the year than otherwise
would be. But the INTO is saying you're providing a higher allocation for mobile phone pouches in schools, mobile phone pouches, than the increase in primary capitation. They're saying that's tone deaf to the pressing needs of primary and special needs schools.
Well, actually, so firstly, the additional funding that I've announced there for special needs and for special schools, that funding will be way ahead of the initiative that we have announced in relation to mobile phone pouches. And I take a very different view.
So the INTO is wrong.
Oh, I disagree with them. I do indeed. I think we have to have a far higher level of awareness of what a lot of access and a lot of use of mobile phones are doing to our mental health and the ability of our kids to concentrate.
And that's an important issue we've discussed in this programme. But you're not saying that the allocation of funding for special needs is adequate at the moment, are you?
I'm saying it increases. Yeah. I'm saying that it's a big increase in where we have been in previous years. That will ensure that we have more school places, more SNAs and more special education teachers.
OK, can we move on to another area of education? And it's early child, early years education. So many parents, providers and staff under huge pressure. Early Childhood Ireland saying what you've given today in Budget 25 is wholly inadequate. It represents an increase of just under €300 million, they say.
Well, €300 million, Cormac, I think, in anybody's book, is still a very, very large amount of money and is a huge amount of money. And if you look at the scheme and the round now that we have for early learning and for childcare at the moment, I believe that scheme is around €1.37 billion. We will have around 200,000 kids of your listeners now being able to avail of a national childcare support scheme that wasn't in place a few years ago. And then in the budget that Minister Roderick O'Gorman has brought forward, he's also brought forward additional money to help with the wages and support of those who work within that sector that do important work.
I know, but in recent weeks, even the Taoiseach has made promises about childcare in Ireland, and Early Childhood Ireland are saying that you had an opportunity here to present a 5-year investment plan that would give certainty to parents and providers and staff. Instead, we're left with an inadequate funding model for providers, surely, huge fees for parents that are simply unsustainable.
So again, let's look at the facts in relation to it. Over the last number of years, childcare costs for many families who are in the National Childcare Scheme has gone down by around 40%. Because of the scheme that we are bringing out, building on, I should say, there'll be approximately 215 or 216,000 children on that scheme next year. And for those who are on it, if a family are on it, they'll have the ability to access a subsidy of up to €5,000 for their child per year.
Childcare fees, Minister, are still too high for the average family. They can't cope.
Cormac, of course I appreciate that costs are high. Of course I appreciate the cost of childcare is still high at the moment. But they have gone down by around 40% over the last 2 years.
But if you add if you add childcare to rent or mortgage payments or cost of living, I think some families might say it's inadequate what you have done.
But this is the very reason why then we have cost of living measures accompanying the budget. This is the very reason why we have made changes in taxation to ensure that those who would work, for example, somebody who is on an average wage within our country will receive income tax benefits of around €900. That is in addition to all of the other additional payments that are available in the energy credit. And for example, you made the point there of somebody who's renting, the fact that they'll be able to avail of a rental tax credit of €1,000. And Cormac, you know, it remains the case that for every single part of the budget that I'm making the case for, you could always say, or anybody who's representing the sector or defending the sector can always say, well, you could have done more, you could have spent more. Mm-hmm. But of course, what I have to do as the Minister for Finance is trying to get the balance right.
I understand that. There's so many But the problem is here,
Minister.
The point you're making is really important. There's so many asks. We have a certain amount of time. So the question I have for you is, based on various models or examples that were given to us by an expert from KPMG earlier on, the more you earn, the more you get out of this budget. Why is that?
So, Cormac, the only reason I wasn't going to talk over you is I think it's disrespectful to your listeners.
Indeed.
I am going to emphasise the point that I was attempting to make as you were interrupting me,
and
that
we'll
have to ensure...
Question.
Yes, I'll go back to the question that it's important to make sure we don't spend money that we mightn't have available tomorrow. Mm-hmm. To go back to the question there that you were attempting to put to me, the reason why it's the case that if you have less income, the tax benefit is less, is because if you have less income, the cash amount of tax you're paid every year is less as well.
Is that fair?
And that is the reason, of course, Cormac, that we have maintained the energy credit, and it is the reason why we've brought in and maintained many of the cost of living supports that were in last year's budget.
Is it fair, though, that if you earn €50,000, you're better off in this budget by €860,000 or so, but if you earn €75,000, you're better off by over €1,000? Why is that?
Because,
is that fair?
Because somebody who's earning over €70,000 is paying more tax. But this, of course, is the reason why we made the decision to reduce USC by 1% to try to ensure that those who are earning lower income also benefit from the changes that included
Minister,
in the budget.
The person who earns less needs more help. But in this budget, the person who earns less is getting less help.
But you have to see the budget in the round. I want to emphasise the point I've made again, that if you have a higher income, you're paying more tax, and therefore your ability to reduce that tax is bigger. But this is the reason why we have all of the additional payments that are available. Working family payment, the energy credit, the payments that are available to those support those who are at work, but indeed need additional help from the state. There's additional lump sum payments available for them.
A lot of those payments are one-off, and when they're gone, they're gone.
Well, that's a question for the next budget, but these are one-off payments, to use your phrase, that have now been repeated at least twice.
I know, but here's the question. Upward of 10 one-off payments, and once they're gone and once they're spent, it is a bit like eating bread soon forgotten, but the crisis remains and the pressure of paying bills remains, and there's no recurring help in terms of those one-off payments.
Well, actually, I believe there's every chance that when we get into next year, though next year feels a long way away for many of your listeners, that we will be at a point that wage growth in our economy, combined with the changes that we've made in our social welfare system, will actually be ahead of the rate of inflation and ahead of the cost of living. We're not there yet. So I hope when we get to do Budget 2026, which is a full year away from today, it might well offer the opportunity to make changes at that point when we have seen prices go below or stop to increase in the way we have. But for today, for the months that await, we are in a position now that there's additional payments available to people with family, to carers, to our pensioners, to those who need additional help to support the permanent changes that will be available in the years ahead.
OK, and I'm sure you'll be making that point in the election campaign, which is a few weeks away. Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue of Fine Gael, thank you.